Okay, so we start now. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Hello viewers. Thank you guys. It's really, you know, amazing for me because tonight in Indonesia time zone, the west of Indonesia time zone, I can do some nice conversation with my brother. It's been a while actually, but I'm so happy tonight. And yeah, it's our second episode from the Al-Afif Perspective channel. We have a guest speaker here. He is from, you know, like another part of the world. It's so far away from Indonesia. And would you like to introduce yourself a little bit, my brother? Where are you from, and maybe your activities nowadays, please?
Yes, sure. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm so happy to be here with you. It's my pleasure. Big hello, big hi for your audience. My name is Ammar Mansour. I am from Yemen. I live in Saudi Arabia. I work in media and I'm 33 years old. I finished study business administration. Now I'm doing the master. I finished my first year. Now I'm doing the research. I'm married. They have two daughters, and I like reading, and I like doing some sports, especially swimming, and yeah.
We have the same hobbies, you know. I like swimming very much.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. That's good.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. And by the way, it's really interesting because you have like some experience. You were in one of the media, you know, like the company. Yeah. So you still work there, right? Yes. If produce like it kind of tell me a little bit about your work, because I still remember that you did like some casting, like to be an anchor or broadcaster. Yeah, maybe you can share a little bit about your occupation with our audience.
Yeah. Let me start from the beginning.
Oh, okay.
As I mentioned before, my studying in business administration, and my job is absolutely, it's different. As I said that, let's start from the beginning. When I was studying at school, I was one of the students who likes to present, you know, the first of the day in the morning, in the early of the morning. Some students, they are doing some bootcast the first day, you know, in each schools.
Okay.
So when I was studying at school, I like so much to present.
I see.
And I remember the manager of the boss or the school, he was respecting me because, you know, every time our class podcasting was the best, and he was just giving me some excuses and helping me and supporting me, because you know, I was as a famous person at school. I remember so I was trying to make an difference from bootcast to bootcast. We were trying to make it active, and From that time, I was, I had a dream that to be a presenter, not only to be a famous, what's his name?
Okay.
Yeah, and as I told you, I'll give you any information. I was a chanter also, in that time. So after that, I was searching for a chance that to present any program on TVs. And it's a long story. I will not. I don't want to spend the time. I got my chance and. I did my programs and I liked the this kind of job because it gives me the chance that to send the message that I want to send it. I want to what I want people to do in their lives. And yeah, you know, when you just be a famous person, you find people want to get photo with you, and that yes, I like it. I will not see I don't like it, but what I like it more and much when you find a person that telling you, oh, I saw your episode and I really changed my life because of your advices and because of, wow, that's amazing feeling.
Yeah. I can understand that. How is that feel? Because that's why I told you before regard of your ability when you try to convey your message, you know. So it's like the something calling in your heart. Like people will follow you because it's sincere, you know, sincere. It comes from your heart. And I can feel that you have a positive vibe. I can understand that what the thing that you want to share with people. Yeah, I don't know why, you know, because when I watch your video, I can see that you try to explain and then share about something. Although maybe I couldn't understand it sometimes because it's in your language. But I can understand how you try to transfer that your feeling to your audience. Yeah. And it's not all people, you know, can do that. Yeah. Because it's different. Yeah. So before we going to, you know, to talk about our topic today, like the art of speaking in front of the public. So you told me before a little bit about your childhood. Can you tell me more about your was your growing up? I mean, you say that you're from Yemen, and how about your family supporting you to make you like this, you know? Because I think that's parents also give the big influence in your life. Can you share me a little bit about your childhood more?
Okay. I lived in my country in the capital city, Sana'a. I'm from Sana'a. Yeah, it was a very hard life. And but what I will say here, there was a person, he was as an angel for me.
Oh
yeah, he helps me and supporting me and did a lot for me. And also he, you know, as a person that he is selling his life for you.
Yep.
Yes, this is the person that what I am or what I achieved now, it's only because of Allah.
Yeah,
then because of this person. This person is my mom.
Inshallah.
Yeah, she did a lot for me, and she worked hard, and you know, she is like a mountain. It's a long story. If I want to talk about her, maybe books will never be enough for me to describe her challenging, to describe what she did for us. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I still remember like one of the lyric of the song, you know, Umi. It's like what? Oh my God, yes, it makes me feel so sad and, you know, make it tears.
I just opened it for her yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I imagine that when you try to explain that about your mother, so I think about this lyric from the song. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. So you said that before your mother has really give you, you know, like a spirit and supporting you a lot until you get that your dreams right now. And how about you from your man and you move to Saudi Arabia? What is the story behind? Do you have like any plans before, or maybe you wanna achieve your dream? That's why you moved to Yemen, to Saudi Arabia.
No. In my country, I didn't think before that I will move to any country.
Mm-hmm.
I just had my own business, and I work with the best TV in my country and also the best radio station. I had 3 episodes every week in radio station, in the best radio station in my country. And also I have 1 episode every week during the year, and 30 episodes every Ramadan month. And at the same time, I had my own business. Why I moved, it's just only because of the situation. I know that you can see the war in my country, and the situation is complicated. So because of that, I make my decision with my family. I stayed with them. What do you want? You want us to move, or you want to stay? And each of them just vote for moving. Then we moved to Egypt, and I was just moving alone from Egypt to Yemen to producing my programs.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the days that they closed the airport because of the war, and I just moved through Saudi Arabia. They gave me only 10 days. And in the same time, they closed the airport for Yemenis in Egypt.
Yep.
So one of my friend here, he told me, just come to me. I will do something for you. And he did for me. He gave me a card that I can stay here for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I moved to Riyadh. And they find my friends, and they asked me to work with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I bring my family, and I stayed here now around 7 years.
Yes. Finally, you meet your inner calling to be like a public speaker, and yeah, like what you want right now. So it's really interesting. You know, you told me before, you got the feelings like when you were in school, you like to present something in front of the audience. you like to be, you know, the first person to speak in front of the other student in your school. It's the first time for you, right? To feel like you're really enjoying yourself to talk with people, like so many people in front of you. And what is the key to be more confident? Yeah, it's for the first time when you talk with the audience. You feel like, because you know, if you ask me, if you are, you try to ask me about myself, sometimes, you know, when I was in senior high school, I still feel so nervous, you know. I felt so nervous when I talk with people, although maybe not all people, but three people, I felt so nervous to share my idea or something that I wanted to share with that. So what is the key? How to be more confident?
Let's say first, no one, that's what I believe, no one in this earth can just present something or staying in this on the stage and doing speech without this feeling. Everyone has to be nervous. Everyone.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah, and anytime. And even the good speakers, they are also getting nervous, being nervous.
Yeah.
But how you can control it?
Yes.
For me, it needs a course.
Mm-hmm.
It needs much time to talk about this kind of
thing.
Yeah, because yeah, you know, for me, when I stay with people and they ask me to talk or to chant or to do something, I feel nervous. I feel embarrassed, and you can say my voice like it's
yes,
yeah. But when I talk by myself and or when I chant, just I take a decision that I will chant, I will speak, I will I do it very well.
Yeah.
But there are some tips or there is some keys that help you to be more confident and to control the nervous.
Yeah.
And as I mentioned, it needs course. Let's just talk a little bit about some of the keys. So this is our topic, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But we just try to discuss more natural because I don't like to make like some questions. I will talk you directly and you feel so bored and all people will say that, oh, it's so boring. I just make it more natural. That's why the podcast and the channel are of your perspective. You can talk what you want according to your perspective.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah.
Good, good. Yeah, you are controlling the meeting very well.
Thank you. Because of you, you know, I really enjoy to talk with you.
Yeah, thank you. Me too. Okay. Let's say that first you have to be yourself. Don't try to show yourself as, I want to be like that person, or I want to speak like that person, or I want to be very perfect. And just think in your mind, be yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. Don't try to be somebody else.
Don't try to be somebody else. And at the same time, be yourself and tell yourself, I believe in myself.
Mm-hmm.
I know there is no one in this earth, one person like me. I'm different. Everyone is different. Everyone. In this life is different. For me, I'm very special. I believe in myself. Even if I made or make mistakes, it's okay. Everyone make mistakes. So be yourself and believe in yourself.
Okay.
Second, this is not the keys to be more confident or to control the nervous. Just we are talking before to go to speech.
Yeah.
So yeah. So and if you want to talk about something, if you will go and speak about something, talk what you know. Talk what you like to talk. Don't talk about, for example, they invited you for the graduating of any university, and they need you to talk about math, and you are not good with math.
Yeah.
So, tell him, sorry, I can't. This is not my topic.
Yeah, it's not expertise. My expertise. Yeah.
Yeah. So do or talk what you like to talk or what you know. Okay. You mentioned one of the magic secret helps you to be a good speaker. You said before what comes from your heart, the audience and the people, they will receive it directly. Just go from the heart to the heart directly. So when you talk, just that, tell yourself that I really need the people get the benefits from that, what I'm talking about it. So I need to talk from my heart. So that will help you. So, and maybe we can talk about some keys that help you. I prepared here some of the tips. No,
this is good.
Yeah. So this is one of the important keys. Helps you. You have to prepare.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you have to prepare.